Check, 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 check Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jemel. Today is a Monday, December 20th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 438, thejamhole.com/live, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Of course, watch these live as we do them. And if you do that, also, you know, do us a favor. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes and all that. Give us ratings and reviews. Feed my ravenous ego, please.
Yeah.
And let other people see it. Hey, what are you listening to? It's the Jam Hole. Here, let me show you. Show them.
It's good stuff.
Let me show you.
It's sex for your ear hole.
That is. Yes. Fucking your ears up all the time. 406-204-4687. Coming to you live from beautiful, sunny, 80-degree Kalispell, Montana. No.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Fucking frigid outside. It's disgusting.
It's freezing.
How are the roads?
Slick.
Who almost got into an accident today?
I did.
Not me.
Not you.
No.
No.
The fuck happened?
I slid.
Yeah? What'd you slide into?
The curb.
Really? You yeah. hit the curb. How many people saw this dope
Probably
move of yours?
Around like 8.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually section.
How embarrassed were you?
I was like, fuck. Like, I was like, let me go like this and do this. Hi,
how the hell did you?
Sorry.
That's so awesome. Were you like coming up to the stop sign and you just slid through it?
Yeah, I was coming up because it was a light at Center and Fifth, and I needed
sure.
to turn right onto
sure.
Fifth.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so it's an intersection with lights on both sides, and I was coming up and the light was green, and so I had the right of way to turn right. And I came up, and I guess I just didn't slow down well enough, and slid.
Okay. So, you know, do I need to school you on winter driving?
No, that's the first time I've slid this year, so.
Okay. So, you do know that
I
when
do
your
know
car
how
is
to drive
on
drive
ice, you have to give yourself a little extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
a little
dude,
buffer
today,
room, if you will.
Today has not been good. That was this morning after I left the doctor's office.
Burger
on my
asks,
work.
Were you texting?
No.
No,
no,
really?
No, not.
Just...
I use the voice app when I'm driving.
Yeah, that's true, huh? We got that on lock.
Yup.
So just slid on through it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you're lucky nobody was in front of you. You would have been right up their ass, and mm-hmm. then you would have seen me calling for the highway Zamboni. Get these wrecks out of my fucking way. That's your girlfriend. Get the fuck out of the way. I don't have a girlfriend when I'm at work. Get the fuck out of here.
Excuse
Better
me?
Not be crashing.
Bacon powder?
Crashing shit.
What?
God, that would have been so epic if you would have hit something else. Just like piling it on. $900 phone bill? Check.
Yeah.
Crash my car? Check. Two more problems away from a suicide note?
Check.
Check. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
So what else is you look sick. What's the dealio? What's the haps? Now what's wrong? What's wrong with you now?
I have this awesome hat.
That's an awesome hat. Where'd you get that?
My boss that I feel hates me got it for me.
Really? Well, I see that there's hearts on it and not like little I hate you notes, so that's
I would have rather the I hate you notes. That would have looked cooler.
Well, that would have, but
yeah.
So where did you get that, what, at the...
The Christmas party last night.
Ah, your Christmas party.
Woo.
Tell me all about that, please.
Nah.
You don't want to talk about it at all?
I'll talk about it. It's
well,
fine.
Tell me all about that, please.
Well...
How was it?
There was a rule that there were supposed to be no spouses invited.
Right. I did not get invited.
Uh-uh.
Oh, and real quick before we move on, in the chat, thejamhole.com/live, in that live chat there, Burger posted the link from NASA for the eclipse. Tonight is a eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So
ooh, yeah.
If you're everywhere we're at is fucking cloud covered, so fuck us. But
that's Kyle's.
We always miss
time,
that
bro,
shit.
Sif.
The fucking the meteor shower. Oh, here's a nice overcast fucking cloud for you.
Well, you know, you saw some of the meteor shower.
We did see a little bit, but not like what we should have been able to see.
Not, dude,
we always
I
get
miss
fucking
that
shat on, dude.
When I
always.
Was in Florida, I would get that shit all the time. Mm. I would mm-hmm. always see it. You know.
It's rarely overcast there, and when it is, it mm-hmm. rains down hell for like 20 minutes, and then it's clear again.
It sounds like hell.
Yeah, dude.
On your roof.
I've driven through some of that where people were like pulled over, and I'm like, uh-huh. "What the fuck? Holy
oh, shit!
I'm hydroplaning." Fucking wicked, man.
Dude, yeah.
I've seen some floods down there in our driveway, in our parking lot of this apartment I live in.
In a matter of 5 minutes.
Up to your doors. Yeah. Like, you just gotta wait it out.
In a matter of 5 minutes,
or
man.
Or wait it out, if you catch my pun.
So, yeah, I had the Christmas party last night, and I closed. Okay.
So you got it all sorted out. They remember last we mentioned this, you were having to get about screwed into opening because you were the only one that doesn't drink. So fuck her. She can open. Right? No?
Do you even... I opened today.
Right. Was your Christmas party yesterday?
Last night.
Oh. So you didn't get out of it?
No.
I thought you got... What?
I
thought
I
you
was,
said that you didn't have to end up opening because
I
was
wasn't going to have to until my boss mysteriously broke his car.
Oh, so you did have to anyway, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I had the doctor's appointment in the morning. I had the appointment at like 8:10, and I figured I'd be getting out right around it would be time for me to go to work anyway. So I was like, fine, fuck it, whatever. I'm not going to end up hanging out at the Christmas party till 2:00 in the morning like everybody else. I'm like, I just don't dig everybody there, in all honesty. You know, they're cool people and all that shit, but they drink entirely too much. They're loud. They're obnoxious. You know, I'm like, you guys are good people, but just not my people.
Not your bag.
Right. Cool to work with, whatever. Just, you know, you guys do your thing. I do my thing. We meet in the middle. It's cool. But, I get off work last night. I close the kitchen down. I'm done by 9:00. Everybody starts getting there and shit, and I just sit at the bar and have a drink. You know, I'm chilling. And everybody's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you mad? And by this time, okay, that morning I woke up and my face fucking hurt. And I didn't know why. I just knew that it felt like... Wayne, my uncle, said I was sleeping funny all night. Like, I was sleeping...
Like, on your face?
Yeah, he said that I was sleeping on my fucking face without a pillow on the arm of the couch. Like, all
just
retarded.
Like, face down, ass up.
He
just
said
like,
he tried
what?
To wake me up, like, twice to get me out of that position.
Really?
Yeah. And I ended up moving on my own or whatever. And when I woke up, I was like, dude, my fucking face hurts. He's like, because you're sleeping like a fucking retard.
Hey.
What?
Does your face hurt?
I already got that a couple times today.
Oh,
thanks,
come on.
Joseph.
Come on.
I totally fell right into it when Nate did it. He was like, so does your face hurt? I'm like, dude, it fucking hurts. He's
it's
like,
it's killing me.
Ah! I'm like, I hate you. Thank you.
Thejamhole.com/donate.
I was like, you're a dick.
Play
like,
more where that came from.
But, so yeah, you know, my face was fucking hurting from my tooth or whatever.
Burger says, did you have a stroke?
No. I can still move that part of my face. It just, you know, by that time of the day, I had finally figured out that it was my tooth because, you know, when you bend down, the blood rushes to your head and I can feel the source of where it's coming from, you know, the pressure on that area. And I could feel it's my tooth. And then it started to spread all over
just
my cheekbone.
Just lit you up, I bet.
And my jaw and my fucking
God, that
forehead
is the worst.
And my ear.
The worst.
Oh, my God.
Getting painkillers for it? The best! But fucking toothaches, dude, the worst.
So, yeah. I was sitting at the bar, and everybody was like, why are you upset? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not upset. I just don't fucking party like you guys, and I don't really feel like drinking, and I just fucking worked my whole shift.
Right. Did it feel like you were kind of just still at work?
Yeah.
Like, just waiting to go home now.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It probably would have been better for you if you would have went home, changed, and then came back or something.
Yeah, dude.
At least then you wouldn't have felt like I'm at work.
I would have felt like I went out to a bar to have fun.
Right, yeah.
But I did not. And so, whatever.
Is that weird that they had their Christmas party at their place?
Like, no, because we all drank for free. I mean, that was the deal, you know?
Right on.
And the whole no spouse thing did not work because Matt, with his broken car, had to bring his girlfriend for a ride.
Right.
And then the manager... Because
none of his, like, three other cars work or what?
I guess.
That kid's got, like, a junkyard in his fucking room. It looks like our backyard here.
But, and then the manager of the bar brings her man, and then one of the other waitresses or whatever brings her man, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, huh, you know?
So, well, did anyone say anything? Like, not supposed to be here?
Chris, my boss, came up to me, and he pointed over at one of the servers and her man, you know, all secluded, you know, with themselves and shit.
Right,
and
he's like, that's why I didn't want this bullshit to happen. Because you all huddle up in your corners with your spouses going, oh my God, look at her, look at him, look at her, look at him.
He's like, you see her? She's not socializing at all. She's over there explaining to her man, ha-ha, this inside joke, and ha-ha, this inside joke.
That's it.
He's like, this is why I didn't want that. He's like, now, a couple of the other people, you know, that brought their significant others and shit, they were out having a good time. He's like, if you can bring your spouse and be like that, then that's okay. But if you bring your spouse and are like that, then that's fucked up.
That sucks. Because that totally kills the whole party. Because then everyone ends up doing that. And then unless, you know, spouses are friends with other spouses, you have like these individual little Cylons of, you know, people not interacting outside of that at all. And then like, what's the fucking point at that time? You know, at that point, we could have all just been at home doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you're drinking for free, but like, oh, cool. Getting drunk with my wife. Sweet. Like, really? Cool.
But yeah, so we had a Secret Santa thing, and I made Matt this necklace thing because I got him, and of course he got me.
Of course.
So he bought me this sweet hat.
Nice.
I was stoked.
It's a cool
hat. He came over to me with this big box. And he's like, you want to open your present? It'll make you feel better. And I was like, yeah, kind of. And I open it, and I'm like, it's fuzzy.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I like the hat. The hat's pretty cool.
So you have, what, an infected tooth again, or what's up?
Yeah, I went to the doctor this
morning.
How was
your doctor's experience?
Which one? I had two today.
Ooh. Tell me about the best one. Were they both pretty well on par with just crap, or what?
No, my first doctor is cool.
Right.
You know, he was awesome. He listened to me and whatnot and whatever.
Actually pretended to at least give a shit.
He gives a shit. Yeah. Ow. He's cool. But he told me, he said, you know, if you need some kind of painkiller in the meantime, he's like, I cannot prescribe narcotics out of this office. He's like,
really?
That's not the lower grade narcotics. He can prescribe like Lortab 5.
Right.
And I
Nothing
told him, I was
above,
like, that's not gonna do me any good. You know, I'm like, I might as well take fucking aspirin or whatever. I'm like, it's not gonna do me anything. He's like, well, if you need anything over that, he's like, here, why don't you go ahead and go up to Big Sky? I'll set you up an appointment. And I was like, all
right. Right.
And I went up there, and I owed them $63 from before, so I had to pay them that before I could even be seen. So I paid them $63, and then I told this lady what was going on, and she looked at me, and she's like, well, I'm not going to, you know, she's like, anything over a Lortab 5 is out of the question.
Just instantly.
Yeah.
Were you exhibiting drug-seeking behavior?
No, I was crying, saying, my face hurts, my tooth is killing me, I know this is just, you know, a quick fix type of deal. I'm like, I know this isn't the solution, I need to go to the dentist, but I can't right now because I still have this infection.
Right.
I'm like,
and
I need something
much with
for
that.
Pain until I can go to the dentist. I'm like, can you please help me? And she's like, basically, go fuck yourself. And
really?
I, you know, she started walking away from me mid-sentence.
Really? Like, you were just a junkie looking for some pills. That's
I
fucked up.
I started fucking crying harder. I was like, dude, I fucking,
that's fucked up,
I was
dude.
Like, are you kidding me? And she looks at me and goes, what did she say? She was like, I can't help you. I'm not giving you anything stronger than that. Blah, blah, blah. Take it or leave it. And I looked at her, I'm like, don't even bother.
Wow.
And I left.
What a cunt. What's up with that? Like, is that just because...
I don't know. I could have bought a carton of smokes. I could have fucking got three fucking half tanks, you know, a tank and a half of gas for that. I could have fucking done anything with
that. Oh, so you paid them, like...
Yes.
And really?
Yes. I could have put that
wow.
on my phone bill.
What a
you
cunt.
Just fucking raped me, you whore.
What did she do? What did you pay for?
Nothing.
You went in there, signed up, right?
I paid to let somebody see me cry for 2 minutes.
Wait, but you owed them money from before?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
part,
you were
well,
paying
no,
your back
bill.
Part of
it was bill. From before, and part of it was for today.
Okay, so... And what, did they bring you into a room, or mm-hmm. was this all, like, out front? Oh, okay, so yeah. you went in, and this lady comes in, and... How
she
long
spent,
did she spend with you? Like a
like
minute?
Like 2 minutes, maybe.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, how's your bedside manner?
I'm like, I should have just fucking went and bought drugs on the street.
No shit, right? Like, you
no
could have probably...
No wonder people fucking buy drugs on the street, because
right?
of bitches like you.
Yep.
That's why.
I paid you for this? Absolutely.
Oh,
what a bitch.
Yeah, dude, I was really upset.
Wow,
you
dude.
Saw me right after I fucking got back from
yeah, you were, like,
lane.
Crying.
Yeah, it
and
fucking
hurts. And I hate
hurts.
Fucking seeing you like that, but I was like, what the fuck happened?
It still hurts. Like, all I can feel
no,
right
no,
here...
No, it looks all swollen still a little bit.
It just feels like somebody hit me in the face. You know, before it felt like somebody was hitting me in the face, but right now it feels like somebody hit me in the face a few hours ago, and it's really sore, and I can feel a lot of fucking pressure in my cheekbone.
Yeah.
And it fucking hurts.
So you basically just have to wait until the... infection goes away and then
yeah.
they'll yank it out or whatever.
I don't know what they're gonna do because it's I don't want any more teeth pulled, dude. I really don't. I don't have that many teeth to fucking spare, man. I'm only 24 and I've had 2 teeth pulled. One was a molar, one was a wisdom, so I guess that's not that bad.
Nah, I don't know. I've never, but my parents were like adamant as fuck about brush your teeth before you go to bed, brush your teeth when you wake up, and like being like
well,
really
I saw
on
my
point
parents.
With that.
I saw my parents' teeth, okay, when I was a kid growing up, and my mom's teeth were fucking horrible. My dad's teeth are horrible. You see
they
my uncle's
teeth?
They
just don't take care of them, or what?
You see my uncle's teeth?
No,
they're all fucking brown and yellow and nasty.
That's
and
disgusting.
Shit, and they
thank
wiggle
you.
Around.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I saw Fell. All their teeth, and as a kid, I would fucking brush my teeth religiously, and I do it today.
So what, that's genetic? You have shitty
yeah.
teeth genetically?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I've been told that by dentists.
How can genetics have anything to do with...
You just have bad genes. Your teeth
like
deteriorate
virus
faster than others.
Really? I don't I guess. I don't know.
And,
seems fishy.
Some people don't... you might have had your teeth sealed when you were a kid.
I don't know. I got whatever normal kids got.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm a normal kid and I didn't get that.
So. Well, your
well,
parents didn't love you as much as mine loved me.
My parents were as wealthy as your fucking parents.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was what it was, you prick. Anyway.
My dad repoed cars and my mom worked in a fucking office.
Your grandpa?
Was a cop.
And had money.
I should have went that route.
You
my grandpa
traveled
worked
the world.
Like 5 jobs after he got out of World War II to support all of his family.
And
so.
Now he can still support all of his family. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, no, one of my ex-fiancés had this done. He had his teeth sealed when he was a kid, and it's enamel sealant or some shit to where he hasn't had a cavity in his life because of it.
Hmm.
Like, you know, his teeth might be stained or something from, you know, coffee or cigarettes or whatever, but his teeth are healthy as fuck. You know, and
sue your parents for not doing that.
I can't.
Child
dude.
Neglect in hindsight. Retroactively sue them.
And I had a really good dentist when I was a kid. His name was Dr. Mike. He was so cool. He was he would jiggle your cheek while he's putting the fucking like,
Fletchbag says
in.
My mechanic and his kid have the same thing, bad teeth.
Yeah, dude, it's
well, that's crazy. I always thought that was just from not like taking care of them.
No,
I didn't
dude,
know
I've
like
always...
genetically you would have more gingivitis or plaque buildup than another person would. Like that just seems it seems like something that's caused from your environment, not from your genetics.
Well, it does have to do with your intake and shit.
Well,
like
and like,
that.
Did you
and
drink a lot of milk
up.
When you were a kid? Because
no,
I drank
I hated
the shit.
Milk.
See, I drank the shit out of some milk when I was a kid. That maybe helped a little too.
I don't know. I hated milk, and
that's why I have adamantium bones. indestructible.
No, you know, a lot of it has to do with the genetics, and then, you know, some of it has to, the speeding up of the process has to do with, you know, soda, caffeine shit, fucking candy whatever.
Excuse me. My mom... My mother always got us, like, sugar-free shit. Like, and anytime we had gum, it had to be sugar-free. Like, for the longest time. Sugar-free, that Hans soda or whatever. That it wasn't like a normal Coke or Pepsi or whatever. It was this brand, this off-brand. I thought it was called, like, Hans or Hans or something. I don't know.
See, I would never drink the sugar-free shit. I couldn't do it. I can't drink diet anything. It tastes like shit. So, that's... Yeah. I don't know. Well, but yeah, no, I've been told by the dentist, they're like, you know, do your parents have bad teeth? And I'm like, yeah, they've always had bad teeth. And they're like, that's where you got it. And
well,
I'm like,
it sucks.
They're like, no matter what you do, you know, you can take, you know, you can prolong the life of your teeth, you know, a little
just
bit,
rip
but
them
it's inevitable.
Out and give me robot teeth.
I want fucking implanted teeth. Those ones they can cement into your gums.
Why not? Why the fuck not?
That would be
not?
So nice.
Just
have like a perfect smile
out.
And just totally be
we'll get your fake
ungrateful.
Tits. We'll get little face work done there. Especially right there. We'll maybe fake eye. Fuck yeah. Get you all roboticized. That'll be great. I'm in the mood for that too, because what the fuck did we watch this weekend? And I know whenever we talk about movies, spoiler alert, because Danny's probably going to just blow up the spot, but what did we see? Hey.
Tron.
In 3D. Not IMAX 3D, I know. Blow me. We don't have IMAX here. But dude, we did it fucking right too. We roll into town and went and got some breakfast. Fucking wrap and roll. Awesome. Awesome breakfast, right?
That we snuck into
love
the theater.
It. Brought it into the fucking theater with us, like no big deal. I still, every time we do that, I always think like someone's gonna come up to you and be like, "Miss, what's in that bag?" Because you got your big fucking, you know, messenger bag with.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No,
dude.
Nobody gives
me?
A fuck at all. And every time I think of like what the excuse is gonna be, like it's usually something like she's on the rag or. She's been having diarrhea.
I'd show them
or...
all the fucking pill bottles I have in there. Be like,
yeah,
you want
some
me to go
shit
in
like that.
It?
But dude, we roll in there and like we sit down, and I know like as soon as we start eating, it's just gonna start smelling in there, and like people, you know, we got kind of shitty seats up in that front row, the front row that shouldn't
like
be
fifth
row.
Up.
Ugh, yeah. Hate it. But yeah, dude, we fucking cracked those things open, and instantly it was like chorizo, and whatever the fuck you got, dude. Everybody, the whole theater smelled it. I know the whole theater had to have smelled it.
So what'd you
so
think?
So good.
What'd you think about
loved
the movie?
Loved it.
What's that dude's name? Jeff Bridges. What'd
Jeff
you think
Bridges,
about him, dude?
Looking good, my
Seriously?
Man. Looking good.
How the fuck did they make you look
Have you ever
in
seen
your 30s again?
The movie Surrogates? I think that was Jeff Bridges' surrogate. Starring as
Jeff Bridges and Clue.
In Tron Legacy.
Right. Right.
It's Jeff Bridges' surrogate. His Suri.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think? See, I've seen Tron, the original, and all that. I played the games. I played some of the games. I got two versions of motherfucking light cycles on my phone. I got raw. Oh, love it. Love it. That, at the beginning, that pillowcase the kid had, totally had it.
Pillowcase?
Yeah, he had the Tron pillowcase.
Did
if
he?
You caught at the beginning, yeah, check that. It. He totally has this Tron pillowcase, and I fucking totally had that. You know what I had it on?
Hmm.
A pillow that sat on my race car bed. No big deal.
See? You're a little wealthy brat.
Well, everybody had race car beds, dude.
Who the fuck is everybody?
We
Not
lived in
me.
Fucking California. Like, I chose, like... It was fucking
yeah,
no whammies.
Like, mommy, I want to read.
No whammies, big
like,
bucks.
Okay, honey.
No,
you're
I'm
my
saying
number one baby.
The family that I was born into, that wasn't my fault. And I had friends that were way fucking richer than I was, and I was like, damn,
I had those
dude.
Friends too. But
I wish that would have, you know.
You were well off.
I was comfortable. I wasn't well off by any means.
I thought we were comfortable.
My dad repoed cars and fucked his back up and was on disability for most of our lives. So fuck that.
No,
but anyway,
we were
did
comfortable
you...
for a while. I had a Barbie car. It's cool.
Of course you did. You
and
never...
then my dad, 1 year for Christmas, he asked me, right before Christmas, he goes, Because he wanted me to be like, he really wanted me to be the way I am today rather than a little girly girl. He really wanted me to be the tomboy thing.
Well, hey, mission accomplished. Succeeded. Mission accomplished. But nice work.
Mom had got me the Barbie car a while back.
Give me go team.
Okay. And I loved this Barbie car, dude. I'd like fucking drive around the yard like,
of course.
Yeah.
Power wheels? Is it Power Wheels?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
See, we never had Power Wheels. Interesting.
It hooked up to a battery.
Did your mom take out a loan for that? got car payments? I'm like four.
I'm
four and I have car banks about to repo my shit.
It was the Ferrari.
Life, man. I'm going to kill myself.
It was
3 years old.
The Ferrari, dude. The pink Ferrari.
Dino Rhino says, when I was younger, my dad found the bed I slept in next to the dumpster in my apartments.
Huh.
Well,
no, but
we weren't that poor.
My
thejamhole.com/donate.
My dad came up to me and sat on the back steps where I was sitting, and he sat down next to me and goes, Dana, if I bought you a Nintendo, would you let me get rid of your Barbie car?
Whoa. Yes.
I was like, what?
I won't need to sleep if I got Nintendo. Fuck yeah.
No, it wasn't a Barbie car bed. It was just a Barbie car.
And Dino Rhino was raised in the ghettos of Nebraska. Holla. Holla at your boy.
It was a Barbie car that you got in and
glad
drove around. You know, like, it was like a little mini car.
No, I know. I know what. Thank you.
It didn't sleep in it.
Okay. So, Tron, yes? Thumbs up, thumbs down? You've never seen
the
original.
Long story short, I said no, and I wanted to keep the Barbie car, and Dad got me the Nintendo anyway.
Totally moved
and
on.
I woke up in the morning on Christmas morning, and Dad was playing Duck Hunt. I didn't even get to unwrap it.
Damn.
Bastard.
Damn.
All I heard was, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Your dad, the worst.
He kept shooting the dog.
So, we have a show we need to get through. You've never seen the first one.
No.
Okay, did you like this?
Yes.
Cool. Dun, dun, dun. Dun. Did you totally, like, remember when we mentioned that we were having sex to what I thought was the Tron soundtrack by Daft Punk, but it was, like, the music of the movie? Like, that someone leaked? I totally, like, saw, like, at the beginning where he's like, the grid. That was totally play. Oh,
you're,
man,
you're
that was so
sex
awesome. Yeah.
In your head, you're like,
like, the grid.
Fuck. Oh,
love
God,
life.
Dude. No, that movie was really good. I was
well done.
Dude.
Well,
oh my
done,
God,
I thought.
When they,
the graphics. Fuck.
This isn't a spoiler. All right, by
of
any
course
means.
Not.
But when he walks into,
but she totally dies at the end.
All right. Well, you so. Okay? Well, this is a fucking remake, so fuck all of you.
Whoa.
But when he walks into the arcade and the jukebox starts playing, oh, dude, that scene is just epic. It's so great. I can't remember the first song, but I remember the second one. It's like,
some Journey song or something.
Made of these. I was like,
well,
yes!
As he's walking down the stairs. Dude, I got a total geek boner when that powered up and all the machines came to life. It was like, oh, dude. Swing.
Swing. Oh, yeah, it was good.
I got to see the movie twice.
What?
Yeah, the next day, I went and hung out with my mother and my brother and went and ate some buns on the lake, and she wanted to go see it.
She paid for you?
Oh, fuck yeah. I was like, I already saw it, but I'll go if you will buy a ticket.
Right.
And so, yeah, we all went and saw it. This time, though, we drove back. I stopped at my house. Rolled up a little doobie doobie, little Scooby Dooby Doob. Waited till I got to about by the hospital and all that area, and then blazed it. Oh, movie was
rather
so,
than choking down pipe hits right.
So
before.
I know that sucked, dude. So I was totally just blazing the whole thing like on the way there, like no problem. Cause yeah, trying to like suck down pipe hits in the parking lot fucking sucks, especially when you have the business that you work for all over the side of your truck. No good.
No good.
No
dude.
Good. No
bad
mas.
Idea.
But yeah, so I got I got so fucking ripped and went in and I sat.
You're all with your mom. You're like,
we got
stone.
Yeah. They're like, what took you so long? I'm like, I had to do something.
I had to get high.
I had to get high.
I had to get really
to enjoy
high
this first.
But I don't want to be around you, so I got high.
We got in, like, early, so we got good seats in the back, in the middle.
How's that look?
It looked
back there?
Awesome, and I'll tell you what, really comfortable not having to do this. to see the whole screen. Yeah, like move your head back and forth to see the whole screen. That's so annoying. I hate that. I hate that so bad.
Yeah.
Sat down right in the
middle.
It was
like Avatar when we first saw that.
Yeah, fuck that. I hate that so bad.
But it looked like the ash was falling in our lap.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But like totally sat back, got the whole thing in frame. Don't have to move my head at all. 3 minutes later, dude comes, drops it right in front of me. So pissed.
Afro?
No, just dude with his kid. His kid in the next seat over. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I moved over one.
Yeah.
Checkmate. Now no one can sit there because there's a kid there, but I can see over him.
But you can't put your feet on the chair.
It's a kid. What is he going to say? Put my feel over that
chair.
I don't
know. Fucking people put feet all over my chair every
time. Fuck yeah, dude. So. People don't give a fuck at the theater.
They're
especially,
like, dude,
like, once it's dark, everyone does not give a fuck anymore. It's on at that
point. I used to fucking take gummy bears.
Throwing shit.
You take gummy bears and
it.
Suck on them and throw them? Oh, man, that's so fucking funny. You see chicks going like, oh my God. Like, pulling at their hair. It gets stuck in their hair. It's so funny. Wear a hat when you go to the movies.
Yeah, so enjoyed it. Didn't really catch that much more. Just really, like, got to appreciate the, you know, everything. Because I knew what was happening
Recaptured.
In the story. So, yeah, just really, really taking advantage. My favorite part of that whole movie, when they go up to the club to meet, what was his name, Zeus or whatever. And
that
he's like, change the music or whatever. And he points in the fucking booth, Daft Punk. In their robot suits, just like doing what they do. Oh, I love that part. Every time they pan to Daft Punk in the booth, they're
was
like,
"Was that them?"
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. It's Daft Punk. Oh, dude, cool. That was so awesome. Loved
I was
it.
Wondering why you're like giggling your brains out.
Yeah, like that's Daft Punk, dude. That's so awesome.
I didn't know that. I didn't know who they were.
I appreciate.
I know their music a little bit, but
oh yeah,
cause
homework
you.
Best.
But no, it was. I like that dude because his smile's all weird.
That guy was crazy.
He reminds me of Billy Idol in
a little bit,
that
huh?
movie. Yeah. What the fuck was it called?
I don't know.
He's all like, all fucking
but
weird.
But yeah, he's kind of like
puppets and shit.
No, that was David Bowie and Labyrinth.
Oh, sorry.
You were thinking Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Point.
Right.
So, yeah, good stuff.
If David Bowie and Billy Idol had a kid, it would be that guy.
Oh, do you remember the other day we were talking about that story about how the TSA, this dude got a gun snuck through, no problem. It was a 40 cal Glock.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Found the update of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, I forgot.
There's a few days left until Christmas and until New Year's and the month of December ends. I do want to give a huge thanks to Red Fox and all of his friends down there. They scraped together a nice little donation for Sam. So, yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that. The donations don't get forwarded to me anymore. I don't think they ever did, but the purchases get forwarded
that's in,
to me.
Yeah, the PayPal
that's connected
accounts
to your...
Right.
Right. And it doesn't get forwarded to me, so I don't see that.
Well, yeah, we got like a nice little donation. So you definitely, if you guys want to help out and contribute to that, thejamhole.com/donate for the rest of the month, we'll be giving everything to them. So.
And next month, if you want to help me with my phone bill.
Yeah, next month it'll be the donate to Danny's fucking $900 phone bill fund. Thank
Which
you.
Which won't really, well, it'll help, but it won't. My phone will be shut off by the 31st
either
if I don't
way,
pay this.
So
all
right.
Yeah.
Burger,
get Danny's phone turned back on fund.
Burger sent this in the chat before we started. We've been kind of talking about WikiLeaks and stuff. This is off of Reddit. It's what has WikiLeaks done after all? Like,
okay.
This is a little collection. 11 things that really has happened. It has globalized the conflict between citizen and state. The argument is no longer between a few Britons and those who operate the Official Secrets Act. It is no longer about a few Americans running up against the Department of Homeland Security. Blah, blah, blah. So, the cables, among other things, have shown. Number one, the U.S. military formally adopted a policy of turning a blind eye to systematic, pervasive torture and other abuses by Iraqi forces. We've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of knew that before, though, right? Guantanamo Bay, stuff like that. there's been videos leaked that wasn't WikiLeaks. Okay, so number two, the State Department threatened Germany not to criminally investigate the CIA's kidnapping of one of its citizens who turned out to be completely innocent. Interesting. Did not know about that. Thank you, WikiLeaks. Number three, the State Department under Bush and Obama applied continuous pressure on the Spanish government to suppress investigations of the CIA's torture of its citizens and the 03 killing of a Spanish photojournalist when the U.S. military fired on the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad. Did you know that?
No.
You do now. Thanks, WikiLeaks.
Thank you.
Number four, the British government privately promised to shield Bush officials from embarrassment as part of its Iraq war investigation. Interesting. Hey, thanks, British government. Appreciate that. Come here, Bush. It's okay. We know it's okay. Number five, there were at least 15,000 people killed in Iraq that were previously uncounted. It's a nice little handful of 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Thank you. Number six, American leaders lied knowingly to the American public. No. To American troops. No. And to the world. No. Get out of here. About the Iraq war as it was prosecuted, a conclusion the Post's own former Baghdad bureau chief wrote was proven by the WikiLeaks document. Thank you. Number seven, the U.S. own ambassador concluded that the July 09 removal of the Honduran president was illegal. Ah, no shit. A coup, but the State Department did not want to conclude that and thus ignored it until it was too late to matter. Thank you. Some little shady shit? Little shady? You okay?
Yeah, just my face hurts really bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to.
Number eight, U.S. and British officials colluded to allow the U.S. to keep cluster bombs on British soil, even though Britain had signed the treaty banning such weapons. We're just going to keep a few here. It's fine. They won't blow up. Just don't walk near them.
Yeah.
Number nine, Hillary Clinton's State Department ordered diplomats to collect passwords, emails, and biometric data on UN and other foreign officials, almost certainly in violation of the Vienna Treaty of 1961. Thanks, Hillary.
That's
fucking bitch.
There's no.
Are those my emails and passwords? Is that my biometric data? Huh. Thank you. Number 10, U.S. tax dollars fund child sex slavery in Afghanistan.
Full sex.
Full sex slavery? Yeah. No comment. At number 11, Shell Oil has infiltrated every ministry of the Nigerian government with politicians on their cha-ching payroll. Thanks, Shell. So, well, definitely have to say, still on the side of full transparency of the government.
Yes.
Perhaps, as there was this argument today on a podcast I was listening to. They're like, well, what about if you have a business? You don't want all of your secrets getting out, like about a product that you're going to launch.
But this is the government.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
The government is supposed to work for the people. If you're working for the people and the people are putting their trust into you to help better their lives, you shouldn't be holding secrets from them. Now, a fucking restaurant that's trying to hold their secret recipes away from
like
the
Apple
contenders,
and
that's understandable, okay? Not the government. You can't compare those two.
Right.
Whoever you are, you're an idiot.
Right. Basically,
do that.
That was the argument. That
is stupid. Who brought that up?
I forget his name.
Fucking retard.
But yeah, total separation there.
Absolutely, okay. Dude. My face hurts like hell, but I can argue that point right now. That was stupid.
Now,
if the government were a restaurant, whatever.
Then whatevs. Have your secret sauce and don't tell us what's in it.
It's my FBI sandwich, right? Cool.
Is your secret sauce trying to take over the fucking world?
Right.
Then maybe I'd like to know what's in it.
That was just stupid.
That's
fuck
all.
You.
Just transparency. You work for us.
Yes.
Let's keep that in mind.
If you want us to trust you,
yeah,
you have to trust us with your secrets.
And you have to fix that whole pot thing, because, come on. Seriously.
And the money thing.
Right.
Put gold back backing yeah. money. That would be
wonderful. All right, so it's almost Christmas time. Lots of
there is no Christmas.
Yeah,
fuck
Christmas. Is dead here pretty
Thank
much.
You. You know, I have not had a Christmas tree in my house in over 6 years.
That's such a pain in the ass.
We decorated a table
do it.
1 year.
We used to do
I'm so serious. We put all the presents on the table.
Awesome. We used to do it religiously, like
we
every year before, you know, that my parents got divorced. And then after that, they would each individually, you know, do it. But then after that, it just...
We did it every year up until...
We don't care. I don't know. My
well,
mom kind of cares.
It's what it is. It's when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And your family is like this is important
Santa
for
Claus
them to grow
came
up
and
with.
Got you this. Him and his elves make iPods now.
You remember my ex that worked with you, worked uh-huh. at the same place you did? His family, really religious, used to tell, because his little sister was like 8 or 9 years younger than him, okay? So Christmas is still a big
Ed
deal.
Ed Bland
for her.
Says, why kill a tree?
Right.
Hey, you just go decorate it outside.
No, you go buy those fucking fake trees.
Make it easy for Santa.
That's what we did in Florida. We bought fake trees. But, No, they would tell his little sister that the angels brought the presents.
Wow.
No Santa Claus. Angels brought them. And the dude, her brother, would have to grab all the presents, and they would have to distract his sister, and he would run around back and then pound on the door and drop off all the presents outside the door and then run back around, and she'd open the door and be like, oh my God, the angels came! Yeah.
Worst holiday ever.
Worst.
But anyway, so you know that group Toys for Tots?
Yeah.
Okay, so they go around, they collect toys, and then they give them to kids that, you know, can't afford toys or whatever.
Why do you need toys?
Okay, well, anyway.
Catch a lizard. That's so much fun.
One in Burlington got fucking robbed.
And then show it to your Rottweiler. That's so
$15,000 worth of toys.
Oh, that sucks.
Straight up fucking jacked out of, like, I guess they keep them in these big fucking containers and shit. Just fucking jacked. Saturday, state police say the toys were being stored in a POD container.
Ed Bland has a good point. He says Christmas has just become all about money now.
No, it absolutely
totally
has.
It's ridiculous.
It absolutely has.
The whole point of it is completely washed away.
We've said this before. All holidays are pretty much a little extra economic like stimulation.
Yeah, and
you know?
It's stupid. It's really stupid because
and you have to have something to look forward to. Like, what are you doing other than looking forward to the next holiday? Basically, most people are just, you know.
I look forward to my fucking birthday.
Well, there you go. But
that's about it. Nobody
you know,
buys
on
anything,
a larger scale.
But I still like my birthday. That's my day.
But
even
yeah,
though
and they're
gets
all
fucked over because it's right next to. 420.
All of them are pretty much derived from like ancient pagan holidays that had absolutely nothing
right.
to do with the modern age that we
yep.
live in now. But you
and
know,
Easter,
it's tradition. We just fucking do it. Why do we get married? It's fucking tradition.
Easter, Christ's birthday, is actually not on the day that it really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, everyone
so
knows that. It is. But yeah, absolutely. It's all about the money for sure. $15,000 worth of toys going to like homeless kids. How about you build
them
a fucking
food.
House or yeah, build
yeah.
a, you know. Fucking do something
Dude,
like
do
that.
Do they need a sandwich or a teddy bear?
So the program coordinated by the United States Marine Corps helps with help from Massachusetts State Police collects and distributes toys for needy families. They should collect and distribute jobs for the parents of those
mm-hmm,
needy kids.
Mm-hmm.
Police say about 1,500 toys were stolen from the locked pod between 2:30 a.m. and 6 a.m. Saturday. It appears the toys were sorted through and only toys valued between $15 and $30 and for children 8 and up were taken.
Huh.
We don't want none of that other bullshit.
Is it like a Robin Hood thing? Like steal
That's
from the
weird.
Rich, give to the poor, even though
they
stealing
add,
from the poor and giving to
well,
someone?
Given to the pawn shop, probably. They add a break-in of a second pod was attempted, but unsuccessful. Quote, this is not just a crime against the pod's company or the Massachusetts State Police or the United States Marine Corps or even the administrators of this wonderful program who have worked so hard to collect these fucking toys. This is a crime against Santa Claus. This is a crime against Christmas. This is
a crime against children.
This is despicable. This is a despicable crime against the generous people who donated these toys and against all of the Chinese people that created them.
Right.
And against the hundreds of children in need who would have received these toys and who now will not.
You think the little Chinese kids over there making all those toys, like, sneak one every once in a while?
I bet they, like sneak parts and pieces, and then they slowly, over time, assemble themselves a toy.
A mecha.
A mecha toy.
Like, awesome.
Hey, who saw the trailer for the new Transformers movie? God, yeah. I know the movie is going to suck horribly based on its first two, but it looks so fucking cool,
I
dude.
I am totally...
When it went in... Oh, it's all 3D, and it went into the eye, and it's all... like fucking cool, dude. Oh,
I am
dude, we're going to the midnight showing. The Bumblebee helmet. Dude.
Oh, God. Can I dress like the chick then? Is it cool? I'll get a brown wig. Whatever. You know what
and
I'm totally stoked on?
And big weird thumbs.
Right.
Oh, sorry. That was mean.
You know what I'm totally
She's not
stoked.
Even in that, is she? What?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Looks cool. Looks
oh my
cool.
God.
But yeah, is she
I
even
love
in
those
that?
Movies.
I thought Michael Bay got pissed at her because she was talking some shit.
She wouldn't give it up.
No, because she was talking some shit because he was talking some shit about how she's not the greatest actress in the world. And she's like, I can do it. Wait till my movie, Jennifer's Body, came out. That fucking
oh God.
Killed itself horribly.
Yes, that was so bad. That movie was so bad. Don't ever brag about that. Ever.
No. And he's like, you mean nothing. You're
right.
You can be easily replaced.
I might suck, but not that bad.
But yeah, like, I know it's gonna just be a horrible movie again and just disappoint me, but like, it looks fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that when they're all on the moon and they're like hopping away and shit. That looks so fucking cool. They're like,
yeah.
All right, you're dark, go. They're like, holy shit, look at
whoa.
There's a spaceship on the dark side of the moon. Pink Floyd was right.
Plays it off like it, you know.
Yeah, they
like
lost
really
transmission.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
You are go. Fucking shh.
You're off the air. Go check it out now.
That looks so cool. And they're both walking. They're like in sync. Just, oh, man. I can't wait. Anyway. Yeah, this was a horrible crime against everybody. And, yeah. Good luck finding... the toys. It's going to be a good Christmas for somebody. Oh, this is kind of neat. Did you know, this kind of affects you, this company did a study on a bunch of apps that people have on their mobile devices, and they found some pretty unsettling stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And it's crazy because our cell phones are more and more... personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's becoming more personal info on those than anywhere else that
oh, yeah.
you have. Like, it's all right there.
Uh-huh.
So these apps have access to that sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
Some of them.
So, well, some of them that you didn't know actually do some shady shit. Few devices know more personal details about people than the smartphones in their pockets, phone numbers, current location, often the owner's real name, even a unique ID number that can never be changed or turned off. These phones don't keep secrets. They're sharing this personal data widely and regularly, a Wall Street Journal investigation has found. An examination of 101 popular smartphone apps, games, and other software apps for iPhone and Android phones showed that 56 of them transmitted, that's more than half, transmitted the phone's unique device ID to other companies without users' awareness or consent. 47 of them transmitted the phone's location in some way. Five of them sent age, gender, and other personal details to outsiders. Right?
Not cool.
And I'm sure, like, the Wall Street Journal, like, what the fuck do they know? And they've been doing, like, this series on, like, privacy. And they've been doing some fear-mongering. But some of this shit, like, is right on.
Mm-hmm.
The findings reveal the intrusive effort by online tracking companies to gather personal data about people in order to flesh out detailed dossiers on them. Among the apps tested, the iPhone apps transmit more data than the apps on phones using Google's Android OS. Thank you. That sucks. How much did you pay for that? Because of the test size, it's not known if the pattern holds among the hundreds of thousands of apps available. Apps sharing the most info included Text Plus 4, an iPhone app for texting. It sent the phone's unique ID to 8 different ad companies and the phone's zip code along with the user's age and gender.
No good.
Damn.
Dude.
Both the Android and iPhone versions of Pandora sent age, gender, location, and phone ID to various ad networks. Do you use Pandora?
No,
internet
I've
radio.
Thought
I don't
about
either.
It, but I
have my music like on my.
I know some people that do, but yeah, I didn't get into it.
I tried Slacker Radio for a while, and it was cool, but it kept playing like all the shit I had on my phone. Mm-hmm, I'm like, mm-hmm. Why am I listening to it here? Like, yeah,
right.
But yeah, this sends some of your info. iPhone and Android versions of Paper Toss. I had this one. Sent the phone's ID to at least 5 ad companies. And check this out. This app on the iPhone called Grindr. Can you guess what an app called Grindr does?
Mm-hmm. It grinds.
It's an iPhone app for meeting gay men. Grindr. Maybe it should have been called Grind Him. Grindr her. Grind him.
Oh, my God.
It sent gender, location, and phone ID to 3 ad companies. Basically, this guy, Michael Becker, of Mobile Marketing Association, he says, in the world of mobile, there is no anonymity. You're all pretty much fucked. So, pretty awesome.
God, what was I watching today? It was a Travel Channel, and on... In French Polynesia, they have a weird, what do you call it? Not tradition, but something.
Ritual?
No, the culture. Their culture. This is what they do in their culture.
Tradition?
Or something, whatever. But their family, you know, they usually have a couple boys and, you know, a girl or two in their family.
Sure.
And... One son is chosen by the parents to assume a female role and take care of everything in the house, like take care of the household, and is made to live the rest of his life as a woman. And they used to do that, you know, as a, you know, the parents would choose that son regardless if they liked it or not, and they would have to abide by it. But now it's, you know, just chosen. And, like, over there, and these fucking dudes, I can't remember what they call them. They didn't call them gay. They didn't call them anything. It was, like, Choi Choi or, like, some weird shit. I can't remember the name. It was, like,
hide
two
the sausage.
Small little words
Chi-chi.
Together. Something like that.
Coco.
Choi Choi or
poo-poo.
Whatever.
Pee-pee.
But, dude, these guys looked like hot chicks. I kid you not. Like, didn't look like dudes at all, in the slightest. Wayne was like, oh my God, can you believe that? He's like, they're fucking pretty, but they're dudes. And I'm like, no, they're not. I was like, that one might be. He was like, no, they're all dudes. And I'm like, you're kidding me.
That's
and then
so
it
weird.
Kept going, and they were all guys. And they do that now, and it's like way more accepted over there and stuff, and like... Women hormones, you know, are like a regular fucking thing. You can get really easy because
they're,
they choose it.
Hold on. Women's hormones are just a regular fucking thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, dudes can start taking it, like, no problem and start growing boobies and shit and get that shape and their voice changes. Like, these dudes sounded like girls and they looked like girls. Like, hot girls.
That's pretty awesome.
French Polynesian chicks. Like... It was weird. I don't know. I'm sorry. That just, like, came out of nowhere. It was, like, a weird culture thing. But, like, yeah, can you believe that? Like, back in the day, if you were born into a family and you're a boy and your dad would be like, I choose you to take that chick role and you could take care of the house and...
Oh, this is the hot chicks room.
It's filled with assorted hot chicks who party here 24 hours a day.
Sorry. That's what I thought of when you said that, hot chicks.
Oh, my God.
This is the hot chicks room. I love that.
Wow, dude. Did you just play a sound clip in the middle
of our
show?
I'm gonna try and do that a little bit.
Yeah?
If I may.
How about here, you never do that again?
Here and there.
No, I'm kidding. It's cool.
Whatever. Is it cool?
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, what would you do if you were chosen to be
I would leave and be like, no, dude.
You have to assume the female role.
Yeah, that would never happen.
That's... French Polynesians, man. Look it up. Some crazy shit. You have weird cultures.
They do. Those Philippines, a lot of people in the Philippines are all into that psychic surgery shit. And it's so fucking, like, really?
That's stupid.
All right. Got a story about a Walmart in Florida. This is pretty sweet. Surveillance video is expected to be released Monday. Can't wait for that. Of a man who police say exposed himself to... a teenage girl inside of the Walmart on Sunday, Day of Our Lord. Investigators said the man opened his trench coat in front of a teenager at the store. According to police, the young girl, who is younger than 16, was shopping with her mother when the incident happened. You think, like, he found out she was under 16 and was like, no, I was totally flashing her mom. It wasn't her. It was her mom, I promise. After the man allegedly exposed his sexual organs, plural, to the girl, the victim's mother.
That would be cock and balls.
Cock and the balls.
Right. Right. That'd be three altogether,
not just
right?
Either.
Right.
Well, or it could have been just the balls.
Or if it was my manager,
two balls.
It'd be four. Cock right. And ball.
And three balls. But yeah, it could have been either balls or cock and balls. But not. It definitely was not just his cock.
Maybe he was a fat man, had moobs.
Yeah, but still, that's not genitalia. Like
shaking.
Still not genitals.
Hey, you know what? If I saw some moobs shaking around, I could be pretty offended. So.
Around 3 p.m. Sunday, the store was packed with shoppers when police say the man in a trench coat possibly took advantage of the crowds and terrorized the young girl by exposing himself. Holiday shoppers were appalled when they heard what had happened. Quote, "That's not normal. There is something wrong with that person if they have to go out and terrorize children. It's pretty bad when you can't even go shopping and enjoy the holidays. I'm just trying to spend some fucking money here, trying to enjoy the holidays, and this fuckface has to come and show his balls and his dick in my face.
At least that was free.
I'm so pissed.
Should be happy. That was free.
The suspect is described as a white male, 6'3", with the dark hair and a ponytail.
With a dark hair.
He was wearing a trench coat. The car he was driving may have been a Pontiac Grand Am or Grand Prix with an out-of-state license tag, possibly West Virginian or Michigan. We're not sure.
He's traveling, flashing everybody.
The tag number is 8RT498, and they believe the car has a Florida Gators plate on the front bumper. A Go Gators. Oh, fuck.
You have to watch the podcast version for that one. Or not the part.
Yes.
The live version.
Killed
Thank
it.
You.
Killed it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking about giving and being the holidays, somebody got a special present in Phoenix, Arizona. Authorities say it will be very difficult to determine who placed a dead baby. Girl inside a donation box that was shipped.
This is donated
from Arizona to a Texas warehouse.
Oh man!
Donation.
It had to be dead. Right?
The greatest gift. I gave you the gift of life,
and it's dead.
That's horrible.
Sorry.
Tis the season.
It was alive when I put it.
I
in the
promise.
Box, right.
Texas authorities told the Arizona Republic that a truck carrying used clothing from Phoenix arrived at a warehouse. Hey, how did that get in there? That's not used clothing at all. The truck's trailer was unloaded the next day by employees at the warehouse. As they were sorting through boxes of used clothes, employees say they found the remains of the baby inside the box, stuffed between the garments. The girl has not been identified and should probably be on her way to Mexico. Yeah. They are going to do an autopsy to determine whether the baby was alive or stillborn. Hey, stillborn is stillborn, as they say.
So I could kill you. That's pretty cool.
What?
Sorry.
You could never kill me.
I have your kryptonite. Your green kryptonite.
Yeah, you have a disgusting infection that needs some fucking medication.
That could kill you.
Right.
You're allergic to penicillin. That's so cool. And I have penicillin.
What part of that is cool?
Because I could kill you.
I could shoot you in the face and kill you. I'm not like, oh, this is so cool. Well, I am sometimes. But to myself, never out loud, you fucking retard.
Well, I'm not
Jesus
allergic
Christ.
To bullets. I just
die. I could
die.
Kill you.
These are cooler. You might foam at the mouth and seize up and look at me and go, why'd you do
I
this?
I could smother you with a pillow at night.
But you wouldn't see my face going, why would you do this to
no.
me? No. No. See? That's what I need. If I'm going to kill somebody, I need them to look me in the face and be like,
hold
why?
On. Ask
why?
Me to marry you again?
I love you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill you. Just remember that I could.
Okay. I know why I don't ever sleep anymore. It's your fault. Thank you. Thank you much. Got a Kentucky meth story for you. Yeah. I think Berger sent this in. A man was arrested Tuesday after he was burned in a suspected meth lab explosion.
Ooh, meth.
According to an arrest citation, detectives found the burn victim, 27-year-old Nicholas Fultz. Nicky, what are you doing? Where did it all go wrong?
With the meth.
When did it all go wrong?
When I started meth.
The citation said he claimed his burns were caused by alcohol.
And meth.
No, I was totally drinking and no, it's not. Definitely not from a meth lab. Do not come in this trailer because there's definitely not a meth lab. And that smell is definitely not turpentine that you're smelling.
It's my burnt flesh. Go away.
Right. According to the citation, after the detective left the hospital room, he tried to escape. Fultz made a break for it by crawling into the ceiling, but then he fell through into the hallway.
Why would you run away crawling into a ceiling?
It's like
people running away upstairs.
I know.
What are you going to do? Jump off the roof?
Where are you going?
You win. Not.
At least wait for the fucking cop to leave, you dumb shit. He was on meth, though, so probably not making rational decisions.
Yeah.
But yeah, he fell through the thing and into the hallway of the emergency room, caused major damage. The citation also listed a witness, Kelly Morgan, who told police Fultz pulled out a bottle of alcohol, which then exploded in the car, causing his burns. It also said Morgan admitted she bought pseudoephedrine for Fultz a number of times. She was this little meth whore, I bet you. A little meth whore.
Why do you need this? Just get it for me.
Just shut up and get it, and then suck this cock. I'll give you some meth. According to the arrest citation, detectives searched the car where the explosion happened and found meth-making materials and notes that listed when Fultz cooked meth and people he sold it to. How convenient.
You're an idiot, dude.
Have you ever sold drugs before?
Obviously.
Are you serious? Here's a list of every time I've ever made an illegal transaction, and here's the names, numbers, social security numbers, and pictures of everyone I've done that with.
Yeah, photocopies of their IDs and
in
all
triplicate.
That.
We'll fuck around. It's on my. I have a Facebook group called Meth Makers of Michigan. Jesus. Where's this? Christ. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. Yeah.
Wow. When did that ever sound like a good idea?
Never.
Like, nothing went off in his head like, hey, this is not
I should
a good
not
idea.
Keep a record of this.
The citation also stated that detectives found what they called a one-pot meth lab in the car where the explosion happened. Fultz was arrested and charged with first-degree criminal mischief, resisting arrest, giving false information, manufacturing meth, and trafficking in a controlled substance. Meth! Fuck yeah. Going to jail, probably will post bail and be back on the streets again, cooking meth. Awesome. All right, well, does that about do it for another episode of the fucking Jam Hole?
The fucking Jam Hole.
Matt and Danny and the Jam Hole, the fucking Jam Hole.
That is us.
And our forums mod, Berger.
That's him.
That is him. Shit, yeah. Thank you guys, of course. We'll see you on Wednesday for episode 439.
Yep.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Check it out. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. You can text me, 406-848-1739, if you want to just say hey.
Hey.
Say what's up, whatever.
What's up, whatever.
Thejamhole.com/donate. Give us some cash. Help us out. Help everybody out. Help Sam out. You know. And YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all that shit. And we'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.